Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. It is the Mojo in the Morning Show. Phone number is 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. So this theory comes to play with a couple of my friends, and when I brought it up, they both looked at me like I was causing a little problems in their relationship. And I said to them, I go, well, you guys caused the problems. You're the ones that did this goofy thing. I have a theory, and my theory is that if you're one of those people that has like a friend that you say, hey, if we're both not married by the time that we turn 45, then we're going to marry each other. My take is at least one of you wants to F each other or have sex with the other. Agree or disagree on this one?
Agree.
Because anyone who would make the vow, and thank you, Megan, for agreeing. It's always nice. I'll give you your money later.
I say that as somebody who's currently in one of those parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyone who would make that vow to a friend and follow through on it is somebody that wants to F. And so anybody that would make that vow wants to F.
Oh, and follow through with it, you mean?
Well,
oh,
no.
Okay.
They all want. They basically, it's their way of saying, hey, I'm putting this out there. If you and I are naked in the same building, we're going to, you know, hopefully meet up. Megan, who's the person that you made this vow with?
So the love of my life, his name is Vinny. I hope he's listening right now. I actually think he might be in a relationship. That would make me feel bad. But we made a pact when we were very drunk one time. And I want to say I was probably 20, 21 when we made this pact. And it was like, I was definitely 21 if I was drunk. I was 21. And we made a pact if I was 40 and we were both still single that we would get married. And I was in love with him at the time. So
Vinny!
Yeah.
Wait, how old? You said 40?
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, not very far from it at this point. Yeah. So I have a fallback. But I was in love with him. I don't think he was nearly in love with me as much as I was in love with him. But I do love when he comes to town.
Where is Vinny at now?
He lives in the Columbus area now.
Oh, Vinny, come on.
So I have this with somebody, and it was just so that we didn't die alone. I have no interest.
Really?
None.
Wait, who is this person?
And you actually know the person.
Who is it?
He's another radio guy. His name's Kramer. And we were both going through a divorce. And actually, this is after we went through the divorce. And he was like, I feel like I'm going to be single forever and ever. And I said, I feel like I'm going to be single forever and ever, too. And he's like, okay. I think it was like if we are both 77.
Oh,
and we're single. We want someone's hand to be next to us when we're dying. And he's like, I'll do it for you. I'll step in. I'm like, okay, I'll do the same. So I got a long way to go.
And you have never wanted to to open yourself up.
He does.
Exactly. He might. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does.
Has anybody ever followed through on this pact? Has anybody ever said, if we're single by this point? Because that sounds to me like a Kevin Costner type movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like one that I would watch the heck out of.
Right. Yeah. Be like.
Like it's just cheesy enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. It's like The Notebook, you know, where you guys are all coming back together again.
Yeah.
844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548 is our telephone number. Chelsea had it on a different one. Chelsea actually didn't do the pact of if, you know, we'll marry each other and do this. She told me that if something ever happens to her, there is a friend of hers that she wants me to marry. And that is our hair friend. Actually, she's not our friend, but she does my hair too. Katrina. And she said that about Katrina. So she said to me, that if she were to ever die and Katrina were to be single, that was who she wanted me to be with.
But Katrina's not.
Because Katrina liked our kids. She's now
she's in a very serious relationship.
Yeah, she's with this extremely good-looking guy, but I hope he likes a third. because I'll be at least joining, hanging at your house, because I think that it was written legally in paperwork. So texters are saying to me, Mojo, I highly disagree with you. My friend and I are right now currently in this pact with each other, and we're sitting here realizing that you're wrong. Well, guess what? Call us up, because one of you guys wants to see the other naked right now. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer in this, because you wouldn't make that pact with somebody that you wouldn't want to sexually be with. At least one of the people would not. Maybe the other would be like, okay, good, this is just for living purposes. Lydia, let me talk to who we got here. What line is this? Hi, what's your name?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. You made this pact?
Yes, I made a pact with the love of my life. We grew up together, and his mom didn't want us to be together because we were so young, and she thought I would get pregnant. It was my first everything. And then when we made a pact that if we ever find each other again, we would get back together and get married. But then at that time, I was in a relationship, and he wasn't. So he said, when you're single, hook me up. So when I was single, I hooked him up, but then he was with somebody, and it kept going back and forth, and now we're both married to our fourth person. We still said that if we ever become single again, we will still get together, and we're both in our 50s.
Unbelievable.
This time could be a charm.
Here's the deal, though. You guys need to just both stop. I mean, come on.
I don't know. We still think of each other.
I mean, how many times are you going to get married, for God's sakes?
Maybe you're soulmates.
This is my last time. He will be my fifth if we ever get together.
This is craziness.
He's gonna be the same to me, too.
You're marrying the wrong person. Stop it.
I know, exactly. And I am definitely stopped. This is my last one until he comes along again.
By the way, do you want to see his naughty bits, or have you seen his naughty bits?
Oh, I've seen his naughty bits.
and how are they?
Oh, very good. I mean, it's like no other.
Wow.
Oh. Hey.
Guess who's getting married a fifth time?
Yeah, well, if we ever hook up again, we're definitely getting married.
I love her laugh. That's the greatest. All right, stick around. Yep. Stick around. Phone scams next.
Putting the ass in harassment. It's another Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
I love listening to the phone scam.
In minutes.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.